Jordan expelled five Iraqi diplomats on Sunday, but later allowed two of them to stay. And Jordanian officials are calling for efforts to stop the U.S.-led war in Iraq. Jordan's Prime Minister Ali Abu Ghraib says two of the Iraqi diplomats on the expulsion order will be allowed to stay in Amman because of their commercial roles. But he says the others were ordered out of the country.
Those diplomats made some activities that were beyond the diplomatic role in Jordan, and they violated the security agreement between Jordan and Iraq. It is a Jordanian-Iraqi issue. It has nothing to do with any indications from any country. It is strictly a Jordanian-Iraqi issue. The Iraqi embassy will stay open in Jordan. Those diplomats made some activities that were beyond the diplomatic role in Jordan, and they violated the security agreement between Jordan and Iraq. It is a Jordanian-Iraqi issue. It has nothing to do with any indications from any country. It is strictly a Jordanian-Iraqi issue. The Iraqi embassy will stay open in Jordan.
In all, there were 24 diplomats at the Iraqi embassy. On Friday, the United States asked some 60 countries to expel Iraqi diplomats in anticipation of a new government being formed after the U.S.-led war in Iraq is over. Most Arab states that opposed the war said they would not heed Washington's call. Jordan has tried to remain neutral, but has allowed some U.S. troops in the country, as the government says, for defensive measures. Prime Minister Abu Ghraib says Jordan is pushing for diplomatic efforts to stop the war in Iraq and find a peaceful solution.
We felt always that this war will have its negative effects on everybody. By the way, this war, there'll be no winners, whoever it is. Everybody will be a loser from this war. That's why we were concerned. That's why we want to see effort and try to do something to find a quick solution to this issue.
But the Jordanian Prime Minister does not expect much from the Arab League meeting scheduled for Monday in Cairo.
I believe that this issue was under the umbrella of the United Nations. And unfortunately, I'm sorry to say that the United Nations Security Council now is paralyzed. Again, I'm afraid to say that the Arab League is not in its best form. There's so much differences between the Arab countries vis-à-vis this issue.
The Jordanian official also expressed his concern that the longer the war lasts, the more anger it will stir in neighboring Arab states like Jordan. Since the start of the war, protests have erupted across the region. Some of them have turned violent. More than 50 anti-war demonstrations were held across Jordan in the past 2 days alone. Lori Kassman, VOA News, Amman.